Each day uncovers devastation worse than originally thought, and the U.S. military's effort to get relief to victims is growing. Several hundred Marines are on the front line, and more help is on the way. The Pentagon is mobilizing its assets to the region and getting them to the disaster area as quickly as possible. Spokesman George Little.
Our priority for supplying aid is potable water, food, shelter, hygiene products, and medical supplies.
With many roads destroyed, getting that aid to victims is proving a logistical nightmare. Officials say a massive airlift is needed. And that's what's coming. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel ordered the nearest aircraft carrier, the USS George Washington, to the disaster scene. On board are 11 helicopters as well as medical facilities. The ship can also produce 1.5 liters of fresh water a day. More aid is on the way aboard two amphibious ships, the USS Germantown and the USS Ashland. They can deliver tons of supplies, personnel, and equipment to remote beaches in otherwise unreachable areas. The two vessels, being loaded at the U.S. base in Okinawa, are expected to arrive off the Philippine coast in the next few days. With each day revealing horrific scenes, officials expect to have 1,000 U.S. military personnel on the ground in the coming days. Luis Ramirez, VOA News at the Pentagon.